Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. I'm Katie and I am your host. If you're looking to get more involved with How to Be a Minimalist, check out my Patreon where you get two bonus exclusive episodes each month for just $3. I also have written two books on minimalism, and you can also find the link to my YouTube channel all in the details of this podcast episode. Thanks for listening. This is episode number 90, Why I Practice Minimalism. Hey there, minimalists. According to the stats, there are a lot more of you. I find it very interesting. I don't know if people just randomly find me in clusters, but I've seen a big jump. I'm really not one to be checking stats all the time. It can drive you crazy if you let it, and it's not something that I, generally speaking, do very much of. But I do check every once in a while just to make sure that my podcast is actually getting downloaded. I did see a huge jump in the last week, though, and thanks for being here. I hope you enjoy these episodes. For my personal update on my goals, and since so many of you are new around here, I want to tell you that because I am very much into minimalism in order to get more experiences in my life, I include my yearly goals that I am working on. And that is what is pretty much encompassed in my personal update. Sometimes I do podcast housekeeping and things like that. But generally speaking, I include in here the ways in which I am utilizing my time that I have gained from having less stuff to look after. That is why I have the personal update. Also, I kind of think it's fun to share with you what's going on in my life. And I hope that that makes for a more meaningful experience for you. One of my goals this year was to be able to do the splits all three ways, and I decided to switch that out for doing these knees over toes guy exercises. I have been doing those this week, and I was actually able to move on to the next one. I was approved on my form because I'm actually doing the coaching version right now. So I send in a little video and they say, hey, that looks good, or try this, or you need to lean back more, or whatever. And I was able to move on to the next exercise. I did that exercise with apparently a lot of intensity, and then I proceeded to go on a 2-mile run, and I was so sore for a couple of days, which was kind of funny. They were split squats, and I have not done anything like that in a really long time, so I thought that was kind of funny. But I'm feeling much better now, and I am ready to get back to it. I just kind of focused on doing some other stretches for a couple of days, and then we got really busy doing other things as we are visiting family right now, having so much fun. Definitely filled my goal of playing with my family each day. That's something that I wanted to focus on this year. We did so many things. We went to the water park a couple of times. We also had an awesome night dancing at Pioneer Day. I showed a little bit of footage from that on my Instagram account, which is at How to Be a Minimalist, if you want to follow me over there. We had a great time, and we've been having a really, really nice time in general. I also had a nice time connecting with my sisters-in-law, and I was able to go on some nice walks. So all of those goals were really nice and fulfilling. And yeah, it was very, very pleasant being here. I am still reading my Spanish chapter book, which has been good. I've just been trying to read a little bit every day. And since we are hanging out with family, it's a little complicated getting all of that in. But I have been working on that and making progress. I have to say, there's a reason why I close each episode with, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff. It's actually become my personal mantra, not just something I close with. Even with minimalism, I don't want to practice it if it's just about stuff and how few things I can have and own in order to feed my ego and my vanity. I truly practice minimalism so that the stuff and waste doesn't get in my way of living. There are so many different reasons to practice minimalism, and I always find it fascinating to hear why other people practice. And that is why I wanted to do this podcast episode today. I wanted to let you know why I practice minimalism. I've kind of broken it up into three main categories. Of course, there are hundreds of other reasons why I practice minimalism on a very micro level, but these three are the ones that I narrowed it down to and the things that I wanted to talk about today. I would say that the number one reason why I practice minimalism is so that my family can live a joyful life full of experiences. For those of you that don't know, we live full-time in our RV. We ended up selling the last home that we owned, and we purchased an RV, and we have been living in it for 3.5 years now. We love it. We will probably not always live in it full-time, but for now, it has been a really great experience. It has been one way to make our dollar stretch and to be able to let go of any sort of rent in the summer so that we could utilize that money and take it on the road instead. For us, this has worked so well in enabling us to travel and to take our two kids on the road. We've traveled also to Canada and Mexico as a family because we were able to save up for those experiences. Since we live so minimally, we really try to teach our children, look, we're going to go and do this. We want to go to Mexico. So let's save up and let's figure this out. And what can we sacrifice in order to make this happen? Also, because of my husband's work, he's an educator, we are stationary about 10 months of the year. So we just rent a spot in an RV park and we stay there for those 10 months. Because we don't have lawn care, there's very little to manage inside of the house. You can clean an RV and like really, really clean it in about 45 minutes. So we have had extra time where we've utilized that time to walk, to talk, to read, to play together, to do so many different things. It has made us bonded in a way that I don't think we would be without it. In fact, when we talk about getting a home or property or things like that, my main concern is that we will lose that closeness. It's so interesting to me the way that my kids perceive living in an RV. I would think that they would get more frustrated than they do. And of course, we have done our best to maximize the space. We do our best to get out of the RV. We're not just sitting inside all day watching TV or anything like that. We really try to go out and do things. And the kids love that aspect of it. And they also appreciate the spaces that we've carved out for them. My kids, they know that RV living is different, but they are so happy doing it. They really love it. Whenever we get ready to go somewhere, my kids are pumped. They are excited. They are so adventurous and they are ready to hit the road. It has made our family more bonded, a joyful life. Of course, we have our troubles. Of course, we have times when we're like, what are we doing living like this? It's not all an Instagram story. It's just not. I don't think any of us in our family would trade our experiences that we've had because we were living in an RV, because we were living in a way where we could take off and travel for a weekend easily. The cost is low because of the food we already have. We didn't have to get pet sitters. We didn't have to have someone come and water our lawn or anything like that. Like, it is quite simple in that sense to be able to go and take off for a time. When I really think about it, I would never trade those experiences for anything, really. And it's been such a special time in our life, and I'm excited for our future and what that holds. But we've learned principles of minimalism as a family by living in this RV and living this way. And not just to have fewer things, but the reason behind it is we have fewer things so that we can do X, Y, and Z. The second reason why I practice minimalism is for personal development. When we lived in sticks and bricks homes before we were practicing minimalism, I spent hours and hours cleaning, upkeeping, and trying to sort out our stuff and keep it all in the right places. I would spend hours on the weekends trying to organize an area, trying to make it function better, and it took a long time before I realized that I was hitting a dead end in every single one of these areas of my home because I simply had too much in those cupboards and some of it needed to go, or this was going to be how I spent the rest of my life. As soon as I started practicing minimalism, I noticed that I had more time, and my thought process was that not only did I want to spend more time on personal development and goals and things like that, I was kind of taking extreme measures in order to get time like that every once in a while. But it was very sporadic, and the time was not always the most fulfilling because it was often exhausting because I still had all of these other things to do along with all of the responsibilities of being a mother and homeschooling and all the other stuff that I did. I remember the moment when I realized that I had more time on my hands because I had less stuff, and it was getting filled with things that I didn't really want to participate in, and I knew that I had to make a change. I had to take control of that time and harness it and use it for the things that I wanted to actually do in my life. And that led me on the journey of figuring out, what do I want to do with this extra time that I have? I will tell you that without minimalism, this improved health that I have been so grateful to experience, it would not be here. I have utilized the time to better myself. Ever since I went plant-based, everything about my health has been slowly but surely improving. Yes, I make mistakes, I fall off, I don't focus on it as much. It's hard to focus on health and weight loss in the summertime for sure. But I have found so much benefit, and compared to before I started eating plant-based and actually practicing minimalism within the way that I ate and took care of myself, I am so much of a healthier person. I actually can't believe it. I still have moments when I'm participating in an activity and I think to myself, I could not have even done this 3 years ago. So my health and using minimalistic practices in the kitchen and with the foods that I eat and the way I take care of myself, the way I view myself, has been a major benefit to my body. And it's been a great way to develop myself, because it was something that I was struggling with so badly, and my health was getting poor. And it was shocking to come to the realization that I was unhealthy. Without taking charge of the extra time that I was creating with minimalism, this podcast would not exist. My How to Be a Minimalist books would not exist. My Clean and Quirky Romance series would not exist. My chapter book series would not exist. None of these things would exist without me having said, I'm going to take time for myself. And the way I'm going to do that is by getting rid of this junk, because I don't want to take care of it anymore. I'm tired of it. I am reminded of an experience that I had several years ago, but honestly, I think that this is true of many, many adults, at least in the United States. That's pretty much the experience that I can speak to. I was just getting to know this gal. She knew that I was writing. She was asking me some questions about it, and it was really a pleasant conversation and all of that, but I wanted to know about her as well. So I asked her, so what about you? What are your hobbies, and what do you like to do with your free time? So we were kind of talking about it, and she said, I don't have any hobbies. And I could tell she felt sort of bad about the question. Maybe I wasn't intending to make her feel bad or anything, but the more we talked about it, she said she wanted to have some hobbies, but she didn't really know what she was interested in, and she didn't know how to make time for it. This is something that I think is very interesting, and I know I've said this before, but I feel, at least in the United States, we spend so much time trying to get our children involved in things. Oh, they've got to be in this activity and that activity, and let's do this play date. And when we get together, we're going to have them do this craft, and we're going to have them do this and do that. They've got to do these sports, this instrument. They need to be in this club. And everything is focused on our children. Meanwhile, what we are really modeling is that you get about 15 years to really do the things that you want to do. And then after that, you don't do anything, because many adults that I know do not have hobbies or goals. They are pretty much just going to work and trying to hang out with their family, which there is nothing wrong with that. That is an honorable life, and that is a beautiful thing. I believe, though, that if we have less stuff in our life, less obligations that we really don't want to participate in, we will have more time for a little bit of personal development. And from what I can see, there could be more of that balance. I know I don't want my children to grow up and not take care of themselves. I don't want my children to grow up and think, well, that was fun, and now I don't get to have any hobbies anymore. I'd really like to be in a chess club, but I can't now because I'm an adult. And now I just go to work and I come home and I go to sleep. And then I do that every single day on repeat. I don't want that for my kids. And so I'm trying to model to them. And my husband is doing a great job of modeling to them as well. We play. We add extras in. We turn on music. We have hobbies as families. We have hobbies as individuals. My kids, they make goals. They know that we make goals. We talk about our goals as a family all the time. Personal goals and hobbies do not have to be complicated. They really can be as simple as, I want to smile more, or I want to listen to music more often, or I want to have a few flowers on my front porch. So I'm going to make sure that I tend to those really, really well. And just this one little container, that's all I can manage, and that's what I'm going to do. It can be so simple to add a hobby or a little bit of something that brings you joy into your life. Simple goals and hobbies, they make us feel so good, generally speaking, as long as we have them in balance and we can't we cannot berate ourselves for not completing a goal 100% of the way, or if we don't have time for a hobby every single time, if things come up, you know, we need to have grace along with our goals and our hobbies for sure. But generally speaking, accomplishing even a little bit of something can feel so good. Or if you decide, I want to have a container on my front porch, it will bring you joy, most likely, to see a couple of flowers. Those are great things that can shape our character and bring a little bit of happiness into our lives. I know that practicing minimalism for personal development is such a high priority. I actually had a difficult time deciding if it was first or second, because I find that I am becoming more of the person that I want to be, which serves my family and my community. And I mean, even this podcasting community, I've created a community that I really hope is helpful. So this whole personal development thing, it's a big deal in my opinion, and something that we should focus on, again, in balance, so that it's not disrupting our work and our families and things like that and relationships. But in a way, if we don't, we're really just sacrificing ourselves and we're not allowing ourselves to reach our full potential, which will benefit all of those other areas of our lives. The third reason why I practice minimalism is for the peace and calm that comes into our home and into my mind. My relationships are better for minimalism. I have time to think. I'm not stressed out because I am overwhelmed by the messes that are in the house and that are getting in the way of my life. I obviously feel stress, but I don't have to worry about that so much. The stress is very minimal and momentary because it literally takes minutes to clean it up. My husband has talked about this on the podcast before. He's come on with me before, and we got these new mics and we don't really have a great setup for doing a couples episode like we used to. But he's been on the podcast a couple of times and we've talked about this openly. He really gets stressed out when he walks in the door and sees a mess. If there is even one thing out when he walks up the steps and that's in his first line of sight, I think that stresses him out immediately, even if the rest of the RV is very clean. So in order to help him out with that, I try to make sure that the RV is clean and it makes for a more peaceful life. In turn, he does things that help me to feel more peace in my life. He's been helping out with the dishes. The dirty dishes just stress me out because I know I've got to clean them up before cooking anything, and they're just like a barrier. Plus, they're gross to look at and all of that. But there are a lot of ways in which we have learned what kind of triggers the other, and we are able to focus on helping each other out and trying to make it more of a pleasant experience in our home. I also practice digital minimalism, and I'm working on that more and more this year. That is one of my goals. So that is something that has brought more peace into my life. I've realized how maximalistic social media is. It is overwhelming. If it were a home, it would be a hoarder house with garbage on the deck, in the attic, in the basement, and the little pathways would be extremely narrow. You'd get like 6 inches of walking space, maybe. I have learned that if I have a lot of social media apps, if I'm browsing the internet all day long, if I have media apps, anything like that means that I am living very maximalistically on my phone. And it has become this feeling that like there are stacks of things that are just piling on top of me, and I don't want that. And so I have cleaned out files. I cleaned up my social media. I have gotten very aware and thoughtful about how I spend my time on my phone. The more I do that, the more peace I feel, and it becomes a tool that I'm using instead of something that has sucked me in and is just a giant mess around me. It is a much more peaceful way to live, being a digital minimalist. And I'm not there all the way. I'm not to where I want to be yet, but it feels nice making that progress. Practicing minimalism also means that I have time to practice those mindful things like meditation or stretching or getting out for a walk. And I know that that could follow under the category of personal development and personal care, but it also comes under the topic of taking care of my mind and bringing peace into my life. I really love walking. It's such a great way to get some fresh air, take care of my body, but also to think or spend time developing relationships with those I love. I have been focusing on this all year long. It was one of my goals to get a good walk in every day. And this is probably one of the goals that I have done the best with, but I have found so much meaning in it. I know this is a lifelong habit that I want to keep. And it's because it brings peace to my life. It makes me feel good to get that time in and to take care of myself, as well as develop the relationships that are really important to me. There have been times when I've been stressed out about something and I go on a walk and I come back and I have a clear mind. I know how to solve my problem, or I am at peace with just seeing where it goes and what will happen and taking care of the problems as they come. There are so many other reasons why I practice minimalism, but these top three are the most significant and dear to my heart. So these would be my top three reasons why I practice minimalism. My minimalist challenge for you today would be to ask yourself why you practice minimalism. I find that when we understand why we are doing something, we are so much more settled into it, so much more committed to it. And especially if you are new to minimalism, I strongly suggest that you spend time thinking about what you would like to get out of minimalism. I have some episodes back there, I don't know, somewhere in the 70s, I think. There is an episode about what do you want to get out of minimalism. I've got episodes on creating your whys and things like that. You might want to look into that because it will help you to hold strong. I got rid of a bunch of stuff the first time I really started practicing minimalism, but I didn't stick to it because I wasn't getting anything out of it other than I have fewer things. I didn't notice all of the other things. I didn't realize it was more about the experiences than the stuff. See, this is why I end it this way. It really is true. There are so many reasons to practice minimalism. Having fewer things, it's actually very practical and it's not super in depth. So you can get more in depth. If your why is, I want to have less stuff, I need less chaos in my life with my physical possessions, that's a great reason to practice minimalism. I practice that reason as well. But spending a little time thinking about it makes us more committed, helps us to see where we want to go with it, and how we want our future with minimalism to sort of unfold, which of course will always be changing. And that's another great thing about minimalism. We really can shape and mold it to what we need right now. Remember, it is all about the experiences, not the stuff, and I hope you have a great week.